Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of James Corbett, who's coming to us from Japan. Suddenly, he is a Canadian living in Japan and giving us an international perspective of what is really going on in the world today. Because you're not getting the truth through the controlled media. A small group controls both political parties, the major banks, the major corporations, and suddenly they control the media. And as a result, they largely determine what the American people think and believe. And of course, Mr. Corbett has the opportunity then of seeing what's going on, and lots of things are going on, which really do endanger and threaten suddenly the financial holdings of the American people, including the stability of our currency. James, thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, Dr. Stan. It is always a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, let's go ahead and just sort of look and see what's happening. Basically, of course, a lot of people are pointing out that America is the most powerful nation militarily in the world. But, of course, our military, as with everything else, is all built upon borrowed money. Certainly, we're doing everything we can to make it difficult for Russia because of what the activities there in the Crimea. But, of course, certainly as we try to put financial restrictions on Russia, why Russia can certainly retaliate. And if anything were to happen to destroy the petrodollar, in other words, the fact that the oil and petrol products are dealt with in dollars, in other words, if that were to shift to some other currency, this could have a devastating effect on us, couldn't it? And why wants your opinion on what's really going on nationally and internationally today?
Well, I think you're right to point that out. I mean, there is a lot of cards on the table right now, and a lot of them back in the direction of Russia, of China, of some of these other competitors for the U.S. dollar hegemony around the world. And just another sign of this, I mean, we see signs of this every single day, but just another one from the OECD, which I tweeted out on my Twitter account yesterday. People are on Twitter at twitter.com/Corbett Report. You can see this. The OECD put out some information that the BRICS will be the biggest energy producer in the world by 2030. Overtaking the OECD countries and the rest of the world. So once again, I mean, and by the middle of the century, by 2050, it's not even close. The BRICS will be far and away the largest energy producers in the world.
And of course, so by BRIC, you mean Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Go ahead.
Yes, that's right. So once again, I think we see the BRICS grouping itself. I'm somewhat incredulous over the idea that this is really a coherent body. I think this was just something that was thrown together in a Goldman Sachs report, and they've kind of tried to bring it together and make it happen in political reality. I take it with a grain of salt, but I think the overall idea is there. And certainly when we look at the developing countries and specifically China and how it nexus is into the global economy, Just as I say, every single day there's a new piece of information that shows how basically China is overtaking the U.S. in terms of industrial capacity, in terms of energy imports, in terms of energy production, all of these different factors, which, again, just one at a time, they don't necessarily mean that much. But taken together, it does paint a picture of a growing threat to the U.S. Hegemony politically, financially, and, of course, that will ultimately mean a military challenge. And that's, I think, the thing we're all not looking forward to seeing developing in the coming year.
All right, fine. Well, I guess the course is James Corbett. Our telephone number is 1-888-888-24 That's 1-888-24 Liberty. Certainly, if you have a question or comment for James, you certainly are seeing this from the international perspective. Give us a call, 1-888-24 Liberty or 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. To order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this afternoon and this evening, James Corbett. We're talking about the Keystone Pipeline, one from the Canadian oil sands that would suddenly move Canadian oil down to refineries in the Texas area. And basically, of course, supposedly the environmentalists are blocking it. But you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the environmentalists are simply an extension of what I call the brotherhood, this little group of people who's working behind the scenes, doing everything they can to disrupt our economy and to lower the living standards of the American people. Because basically, this blocking of this Keystone pipeline really doesn't make any sense from a logical point of view, does it, James?
Well, I think there's a few things to say about this. And the first is that, of course, if securing a, if not local or domestic, at least a more local and more domestic source of energy really was a priority for this or any other U.S. government, this type of pipeline would be in place by now. So clearly this is not a primary goal of the Obama administration or really of the Congress in general. And I think we can see that from the fact that this Keystone pipeline has been stalled for so many years. But having said that, I mean, I think there are valid reasons why people should have concerns about this pipeline, because again, the only people it's ultimately going to be benefiting is the oil oligarchy. It's not really going to be benefiting the average consumer in America, because of course, it's always about trying to keep the prices as high as possible. That's always the way that this game works. And it's the Rumpelstiltskin way of spinning gold from straw, basically taking something that may be, if not worthless, certainly not so valuable, and making it scarce in order to make it more valuable. This is a game that the cartel oligarchy has played for a very long time, and you can see it, of course, with the diamond markets or in the oil markets. They always try to keep their commodity as scarce as possible to run up the price as much as possible. So I think that's what we have to understand, this game that's being played with the Keystone Pipeline right now. I think it becomes a calculation: at what point can they get the maximum amount of dollars out of this deal? And I think at that point, we'll probably see the pipeline start. And nothing more than that. I mean, I think it ultimately comes down to this type of calculation, the financial calculation that goes on. And we could, of course, tie this into the comments of people like Lindsay Williams and others who have alluded to Gull Island and the Alaska Purdue Bay, the supply of oil, enough oil supposedly to power the United States for hundreds of years, that has been deliberately closed down and shut off and kept from the public, because, again, it would completely collapse the market that they're trying to run up here. So I think that this is all part of that monopoly scarcity game that they love to play with any commodity that they can corner the market in. And it's a very old strategy. It's an old game, but it's a popular one because it continues to work, and it continues to make the politically connected elite in the oligarchy or in the diamond trade or what have you into a very rich, powerful class.
Well, I think your point is very, very well made. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, basically, of course, what can we say is really happening. Of course, we're just going along here. The economy seems to be not recovering as well as we'd like it to. Sometimes the housing is up, sometimes the housing is down, but certainly we're beginning to see signs of inflation, increasingly with food and energy. Of course, they tell us there is no inflation, of course, unless you consider food and energy, but food and energy really are going up, and this is going to have an impact on the average American, isn't it?
Oh, I think it already is, and we start to see this as the comments of the Federal Reserve and the Federal Open Market Committee start to detach from reality more and more, and people start calling it out for what it is, which is what we saw last week with the comments that Janet Yellen, the new Fed chair, made at the end of the FOMC meeting, and she basically was giving a reading of the economic situation that has very little to do with reality. And she was talking about how the Fed is kind of cautiously optimistic about what's happening economically, but they're going to keep the if not the zero interest rate policy, at least they're going to keep very low interest rates for the immediate future. And they're not looking at any change in any of their programs. They're going to continue easing off the gas pedal on QE3, but only a little bit at a time. And this is, again, just so completely out of line with what's happening in the economy right now. We see this volatility at ridiculously low levels of volatility in the equities market, which can only mean that these are being propped up by artificial means. And we don't even have to speculate on that anymore, because there was an interesting report that just came out from the OMF. IF, what does that stand for again? I always forget. It's the Official Monetary and Financial Institutions Forum, which is a global financial think tank that's very much connected in with the global banking oligarchy. They're well represented by members of that global banking establishment. So this is a very mainstream organization. But just about 10 days ago, they released a report called Global Public Investors, New Force in Markets. And they looked at over 400 public sector institutions in 162 countries. They looked at 157 central banks, 156 public pension funds, and 87 sovereign funds. And they were looking at the ways that they are investing these various institutions. And they found over $29 trillion worth of investments being held by these institutions, accounting for 40% of world output in terms of assets owned. Again, just an incredible sum. And most of that, a large section of that going in directly into the stock market, into equity, which even the report notes could lead to the overheating of the equities market, which, I mean, well, welcome to 2009, let alone 2014, as we've seen this five-year unbelievable bull run in the S&P and the Dow Jones, and we see record close after record close, which, again, has nothing to do with the economic reality. It has nothing to do with the returns that these companies are making. It has nothing to do with the price-to-earnings ratio of these corporations, which continues to just completely blast off into the stratosphere. What we're seeing is just this complete decoupling of the economy. And this report gives us an idea of what's going on. It's not being propped up by the average mom and pop investor. It's not being propped up by people who are happy about what's happening in the economy and have money to invest and are doing so. It's being propped up by things like central banks and public pension funds and sovereign funds and these other institutional behemoths. And we see more and more indications of this every passing year. In fact, just in December of 2013, there was another public survey that was done that showed that the holdings of equities by the average kind of mom and pop investor is at all time lows for the time that they've been making that survey since 1959. You have about 50% now of sort of average investors saying that they have investments in the equities in stock markets. Because fewer and fewer people are either able to or willing to invest in this bull run that we're going through right now. Because again, I think everyone understands from their own personal experience that this is not based on anything other than this funny money that's being thrown around like it's going out of style. And I think we all understand when a bubble is forming, at least at an instinctual, at an unconscious level. I think people can see that detachment going on. So people are backing away from it, but the public institutions are coming in to fill that void and to overfill the glass. So again, it's very worrying because exactly as this report, again, from this very mainline organization, OMFIF, you can go see their website and the press release they did about this report, even as they admit that they are overheating the asset market. And this is right in line with what the Bank of England, a high-ranking official, came out last year and say they have intentionally blown the biggest bond bubble in history. This cannot end well, and I hope people understand what is happening right now because, again, it just shows that what we're talking about here week after week after week is not crazy conspiracy theory. This is happening, and it's happening on a level that's almost incomprehensible to the average person who is just listening to the talking heads on the financial media.
Well, you know, Sydney, I think it was about a week ago or so, I pointed out that in Europe, why the European Central Bank has a negative interest rate for banks that deposit with the European Central Bank. In other words, they'd actually lose money by putting their money in. The obvious inference is that the European Central Banks want the banks over there to actually lend their money out. The banks are afraid. They don't have good places to loan it, and they're concerned about security. Have you looked into that at all?
I have, and actually I was reading a really interesting article recently called Cronyism in the 21st Century. It's up on the Dollar Vigilante blog at dollarvigilante.com, and it's by Mark Jeftovich, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but it was a really well-written and in-depth article talking about this Thomas Piketty, who's written Capital in the 21st Century, which is this superstar economics textbook that everyone's talking about. The New York Times and The Economist and all the usual globalist insiders are raving about this book because it points out the real problems in our economy and the fact that more and more of the wealth is accruing in fewer and fewer hands. And then, of course, it brings in at the end the phony solutions, that we need more government regulation, we need more taxes on the wealthy. That's going to solve everything in this economy. And so this cronyism in the 21st century is a great article dissecting that. And at the end, he talks about the ECB and its negative interest rate policy and how we're starting to head towards the idea that at some point they're going to start trying to target money velocity in the economy. And when they start going after that, it's going to get even crazier than what we've seen so far. So perhaps after the break, we can talk a little bit about what might come out about as a result of that.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And our guest is James Corbett. His information is vitally important. But if you have a question or comment, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. The average person has no idea how endangered they and all of their life savings are. We'll be right back.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed food is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin B3, other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulate comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this evening, James Corbett. And certainly, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, why our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But we are certainly in terrible and dangerous times economically. And the average American has no idea. After all, we're beginning to see some signs of inflation. But certainly most people think, well, it's going to work itself out. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not going to work itself out. When you get into this part of the cycle, economic cycle, ordinarily the whole system breaks down. And eventually the vast majority of the people are impoverished. And anybody who's gone along with the currency, the role and currency concept, ends up usually losing everything they've worked their whole life for. James, pick up the story.
Well, again, there's so many different threads to pick up on, but just before the break, we were talking about the idea that after these failed policies of zero interest rates failed to stimulate the European economy, and after their negative interest rate policy ultimately failed to stimulate the economy, what are they going to try to do next? And I guess the underlying problem is they can do anything they want to the interest rate, but that isn't necessarily going to make anyone actually start borrowing money. It's not going to get the banks lending money. It's not going to get money moving through the economy. And as we've talked about before on this program, the real problem in terms of why all of this trillions and trillions of dollars isn't having any actual effect on the economy is because the money isn't moving through the economy. It's being parked basically as reserves at the Fed that the banks are using to just to shore themselves up for their capital requirements. But they're not. It's not actually making its way down to Main Street. Of course, as most people who are listening to this will probably know all too well. So the question is, well, how do we get the velocity of money going up so that money starts moving through the economy, which is one of the things that we would need if we wanted a recovery, although I think there are more things to say about that. But I think that we could very well envision that at some point in the future, when all of this zero interest rate and negative interest rate shenanigans that they're doing stops working, they're going to start trying to target the velocity of money and actually start getting money moving through the economy. And there are only so many different ways that a central bank can really do that. And one of them would be an option which is unthinkable now, but I'm sure we'll start hearing about it at some point, is the idea that they will start putting an expiry date on money. That is to say that after 1 year of holding a certain denomination or a certain section of money, that money will actually start to decrease in value, maybe by 10% or 20% or whatever it is. And this is, I mean, it sounds like a crazy idea, but this is actually something that's been tried in various currencies before. And it's an idea that actually kind of makes sense depending on how the monetary system is structured. But of course, the underlying problem of the entire economy is and remains and has been for many centuries the fact that this money is being created by private banks at interest owed back to the banks. It completely, at 100%, at the profit and at the leisure of the banksters, and that there are for the services of their own ends and against the productive economy. So as long as we're trapped in this central banking paradigm that we are trapped in, nothing's really fundamentally going to change on that front. And they can try all of these tricks that they want, and I think they'll just end up impoverishing more and more people, enriching more and more fat cats, and making the conditions for the revolution, which unfortunately they want to lead us into the new world order, to be that much more realizable. So I see some very worrying long-term trends that we could see developing from these failed policies. And again, they always love to fail because it lets them go even further along in their agenda. Unless, of course, we are wiser than they want us to be, and we understand where this is heading. And hopefully we can head them off at the pass by starting as always, I think it comes down to creating the alternative infrastructure and starting to eschew the financial infrastructure they've put us on.
Well, but how will we create an alternative financial infrastructure? I agree with you. This is what we need. But how can we possibly do that?
Well, there isn't one way to do that. There's about 1,000 ways or a million. Or if there's a billion people listening to this, there's probably a billion different ways to do that. And I know that sounds like an unsatisfying answer, but I think it really is true that we can't look for the silver bullet because I don't think there is one. I know that precious metal is something that a lot of listeners will be aware of as a way of storing wealth, but I think it is time-tested. There's thousands of...
I'm going to have to interrupt you. We're going to get back to that in just a moment. But if you're out there in the listening audience Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But basically, you must begin making preparations because, remember, gold and silver are money. Sydney currency, well, that's just simply paper. That is redeemable in gold and silver. The only trouble is, isn't it redeemable? We're heading into what I believe is a major catastrophic event. Make your preparations, listen, get the information we have, and we'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle Food Soap really is a miracle. Miracle Food products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and so today our guest this evening is James Corbett. We're talking about the situation as it exists, the fact that certainly there's a tendency at the present time for countries to begin to rearm. Japan is rearming. We certainly know that China is expanding its military. The United States has the largest military in the world. It's all bought, certainly right now, and financed by borrowed money. The other countries are at least paying for their. We are doing it on borrowed money, and you can't keep doing that indefinitely. And there's going to be some very, very real problems. We have Bruce calling us from Durand. Is there anything else you wanted to ask, Bruce, before we let you go?
Yeah, I am concerned that perhaps Russia will be compelled to do something that could lead to war. The reason I ask this is, that last week I was watching RT, and they had two men from Gazprom on there who looked as they were talking about their pipeline. They looked as grim as doctors telling you you have inoperable brain cancer, you know, you're going to be dead in 6 months. They really looked grim, talking about the fact that the Brussels, I believe it was, forbid them to create another pipeline through Bulgaria. Said they couldn't do it. And they had a map. I like looking at maps and seeing how people can move if they plan to move. They have four pipelines, as I understand it. So they haven't built anything to China yet. And that could be as many as 2 years away yet. One pipeline goes through Belarus, which is their friend. Three pipelines go through Ukraine. And I believe there's another one that goes way down by Italy. I'm not exactly sure about that. The map didn't really show it clearly. The three pipelines through the Ukraine intersect up there by Kharkov, which is just above the so-called Donbass region that's eastern Ukraine that's fighting right now. And last week there was an explosion that killed some people out in Siberia where they were working in Russia. An explosion at that nexus, that place where the three pipelines cross in the Donbass region. And today there was a derailment of a Russian train that goes into eastern Ukraine in the same region. It was caused by destroyed railroad tracks. My question is this. These guys are really grim because they wanted to get out of Ukraine. Ukraine has sort of a, you know, it's like going through the Khyber Pass with a mule team. You know, it's the only place you can go. They want to get out of there. They don't want to be stuck in Ukraine and have Ukraine steal the gas or have the gas price go way up. How much of the Russian economy depends on natural gas? Is it over 25% of the Russian economy?
It is a large percentage. I don't know what the percentage is off the top of my head, but absolutely, I think gas is a key cornerstone of Russian foreign policy, Russian economic policy, Russian's geopolitical aspirations are all tied in with its gas and its pipelines. And you're right, there was that terrorist attack on the Urengoy, Pomery, Uzhgorod transit pipeline last week that the Ukraine government immediately came out and said that sabotage was suspected, that it was a bomb. They were pointing the finger at pro-Russian groups. But the obvious finger point at actually the Ukrainian groups, including the right sector, which back in March actually threatened to create terror on the pipeline network. And also, I mean, it makes sense if Ukraine wants the Europe and more NATO military action in Ukraine to drive out the Russians, they would attack their own pipelines as a way of making that happen, because obviously EU would start to feel that that pinch. And you're right, the really important thing that's being done right now is the attempt to create a South Stream pipeline, which is a pipeline that would route around Ukraine. It would go through the Black Sea and come up through Bulgaria and then out to Eastern Europe through a number of different countries. And it is being blocked by the EU. So Russia is in the process of taking the EU to arbitration through the World Trade Organization to try to strike down the rules that the EU is trying to put up, the regulation roadblocks that would stop them from building this pipeline. So it is a pretty tense situation, especially because it threatens not only conflict between sort of the NATO powers and Russia and all of that, but even conflict within the European Union itself between the countries that stand to benefit from these pipelines transiting through them and getting all of the monetary benefits from that. And Brussels, which obviously doesn't want this to go ahead because there's an alternate EU-spearheaded pipeline called Nabucco that they want to try to bring to reality. So there's a lot on the table and a lot of different points at which conflict could develop through this. And that's exactly why I wrote about this at some length in the most recent International Forecaster editorial. So that's actually up on the International Forecaster website right now. You can go and read it for free, theinternationalforecaster.com. And I talk quite a bit about this, as well as some other pipeline news from around the world.
Okay, well, let's tell people how they can get that report. But I would point out that basically, increasingly, Russia is turning to China. Russia is going to begin building major natural gas and oil pipelines to China. It'll be some years before those are completed. But the whole Sydney geopolitical situation is changing. Thanks very much for calling, Bruce. We're going to get to John from Spokane very soon. shortly. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California. But suddenly, James, how can people get your material from the International Forecaster? How can they suddenly get to your website? How can they get the material you put out on your through your own organization?
Yes, well, for people who are interested in the International Forecaster, once again, it is theinternationalforecaster.com. That's all one word, forecaster, F-O-R-E-C-A-S-T-E-E-R. If you go to theinternationalforecaster.com, as I say, my most recent editorial is up there, so you can go and read that, as well as the editorials. Generally, the lead editorial is posted there on the website every week, so you can go and read the backlog of editorials there. But, of course, the Forecaster is more than just editorials. It includes all sorts of market news, updates, other editorials by other writers, and tons of information, 30 to 40 pages of information per issue. It comes out twice a week. You can subscribe there on the website, or you can write in if you'd like to get more information via mail, P.O. Box 7752, Winter Haven, Florida, 33883. That's P.O. Box 7752, Winter Haven, Florida, 33883. And if people are interested in my own work, I am at CorbettReport.com. That's C-O-R-B-E-T-T, report.com. And I have thousands and thousands of hours of media, audio, and video up there completely for free, free download. And if you do like that work and if you do use it as a resource, I hope you'll help to support that. You can subscribe to my own newsletter or buy DVDs there at the website.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. John, do you have a question for our guest?
I got first a comment, then a question. The comment is that we know two things in terms of their operating basis, which is always the problem, reaction, solution. You know, create the crisis, create the reaction, and provide the solution to move the agenda along. And the other thing is divide and rule, and divide and conquer, divide and rule. And they do this and no matter where. Now, here's my question. James, if you were an economic advisor, instead of with a viewpoint of for the public, you know, advising us on what we should do or what, you know, is going to be the future for us and this type of thing. If you were an economic advisor, social advisor, whatever the case may be, for these elite guys to forward what they have as far as their agenda, what they want to see accomplished, what would you do at this stage of the game? What would you advise them to do to move this agenda along? What would you tell them to do?
So if I were attempting to bring in the New World Order, what policies would I advise?
Yeah, they just invited you to Davos, Switzerland, and they turned the podium over to James Corbett, and they said, James, okay, so what do you think we should do here right now?
To be honest, I think at this point, if I were on that Machiavellian side, I think that pushing the economic catastrophe would be the order, the point of order that I think would work best for them at this point, because I think once again, people are most vulnerable when there is that problem. So I think that they should, if they want to further their agenda, I think they should be pushing this as hard as possible and exacerbating the problem. And I think that they are doing that in a lot of different ways. As I say, the bubble continues to increase and increase with the negative interest rate policies now and all of the craziness that's going on. And it's a question of when and how they let the air out of that edifice. I would say probably the sooner the better from their perspective, because the longer I think it takes to happen, although there is the counter effect that the longer it takes to happen, the more people say, oh, you're crazy. We don't have to prepare. See, we've survived 5-6 years since the last crisis. We're okay. So there is that kind of thing to counteract. But I think there's also you lose the power of the crisis. And I think that that we may be going past that point at which they're able to use that psychology of crisis to railroad us into a new financial order. So I think maintaining the sort of crisis mentality is important for them. And I think the best way to do that right now would be an economic event, which could, and maybe it would serve their interest to precipitate a military event as a result of that economic event. I think that's what I would be pushing if I were trying to get this agenda passed, because it's always through crisis that they get their most of their work done.
Well, James, a question I have for you, and basically, of course, we have certainly America and Europe and England are certainly working closely together. England would apparently be trying to pull away from Europe. Is there any possibility that Europe would try to pull away from America and try to certainly manage things with the Soviet bloc on their own?
I know that sounds kind of like a crazy idea at this point. But I could imagine a political reality at some point where there is some sort of drastic turning of the tables. And I'm not sure necessarily it would be Europe and Russia, but I certainly see that at a certain point there will be, I think there will be, when the realignment in the new order takes place, I think we will see some surprising developments. And certainly, I think Europeans, if they are not aware at this point, they certainly should be aware that the U.S. certainly is not on their side and is not looking out for their interests, even within this framework of this kind of manipulated system of NATO hegemonic control and what have you. I think it's quite obvious, for example, with what happened in Ukraine and Victoria Nuland's infamous remarks, F the EU, it was quite obvious that what they were trying to do was they didn't care what the consequences for Europe would be. And in some ways, I think exacerbating the problems that Russia and Europe are having with the pipeline plays into American hands, because all it does is further undermine the European economy, which again works out for the American dollar as in sort of parity with the European Union and what's going on there. So I really do think that if Europe had any sense of itself apart from America and not tying itself into America's political fortunes, there is a point at which I think it would make more sense for them to actually be cooperating with Russia rather than cooperating with the U.S. Right now, politically, that's pretty much unimaginable, but one could imagine at some point in the future there might be a snapping point when it comes to these types of issues.
John, do you have any other questions for our guests?
Well, the other question, and thanks, James, for that. The other question is, do you think that right now they're just using the United States as quote-unquote bad cop, kind of like they used Nazi Germany, and then once we're all used up, then the new default world power will be the combination of Russia slash China or the whole BRICS, or I would think Russia slash China with their Russia's resources and China's manpower and technology now and wealth, and then just throw the United States under the bus and move things along in terms of a you know, mop up the rest of what's going on and then create a totalitarian government kind of like the way they already have. What do you think about that?
I couldn't agree with that assessment anymore. I think that's absolutely spot on. I think that's what the long-term agenda is. They are absolutely using the United States as a basically as a body to infest. They are the parasites. They don't care what host they're invading. They just want to use the power of that host to further their agenda. And when they're done with it, they will just leave it there like a dead husk and move on to the next body to invade. And I think you're right. I mean, I think it, ultimately China seems to be the nexus for all of this. It's constantly called out as the model for the New World Order, even explicitly called that by Henry Kissinger, by George Soros. David Rockefeller has talked about that in the past. They definitely see China as the model for the New World economy. It's that state, capitalist, communist combination that they were explicitly aiming for during the Cold War. That's what researchers like Anthony Sutton and others were talking about. In the end, what they want to do is merge the capitalist and communist, the crony capitalist and communist system into that totalitarian type of state that we see, for example, like China. And now China is being built up as the economic juggernaut. I think it's explicitly to replace the United States as the world's dominant power and as the model for the New World Order. And that's, I think, the ultimate long-term game plan.
John, does that answer your question?
Yeah, it totally answers my question. And at what point do we, in other words, I know that the key thing is the info war of getting this information out enough to, until we can build up a critical mass. Otherwise, it's like charging the tanks in Tiananmen Square. It's not going to get you anywhere. But do you see, like, in terms of a picture,
in your mind as far as a critical mass that would be needed where all of a sudden the tides would turn? Because I know until we do that, any solution that we put forth is going to be about as effective as Gaddafi's solution of being the banker for Africa and it's a, or any of these guys. I mean, and we don't have their resources or organization. So what are your thoughts there?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, at a certain point, any theory of threat to the power structure is going to be met by military force, if need be, or police state force, or whatever it is, depending on the context. And that will be overwhelming. It will be swift. It will be delivered with the same shock and awe in which bombs were dropped on brown people in the last decade. It will be just turned against the American people if they start to revolt. So I think we do have to be concerned about that. But some people, I think, let that the thought of that try to basically overwhelm them so they don't know how to proceed. I think we just have to do what we have to do in terms of creating the alternative infrastructures of trying to get off the system. And yes, they will come for us at a certain point. But when and if that happens, I honestly think that would be preferable to living in this state in which most people don't even understand that there's a battle going on, are just going along to get along. They don't care ultimately what's happening. I think if and when that big crackdown starts to occur, that could be and hopefully would be the point at which people start to really take sides and really understand what's going on. The best way to get rid of a dictator is to make him act like one. And right now, the United States is not in that position.
And John, someday, but don't forget the fact that there is a spiritual component to everything going on. And unless you understand this is a spiritual war being fought on a political battlefield, economic battlefield, it really doesn't make sense, and we're not going to be able to address it. Thank you for calling. And James, thank you so much. Bye-bye to both of you.
Thank you.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today. From the mountain, from the prairie.
this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind you that us in my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you out across America, indeed across the world, listening to our program to help us. And we do know we have listeners in so many countries throughout the world listening on the Internet. But if you're in a position to help, why, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can get our four best tapes or CDs of the month. That's certainly the foundation of that's kept us going for well over 20 years. And then, of course, we do have a line of soap and soap products. We have a line of health products, and these things are basically you need to learn about the alternative medical care. And if you haven't read Dr. Blaylock's wonderful books, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, or Natural Health Strategies, why, we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to getting those books. And then suddenly using the supplements that have been scientifically proven. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, there's all sorts of extensive scientific research going on all the time, funded by the drug companies, looking for cures. And they find the cures, but suddenly there's something like curcumin. Well, curcumin, you can buy it over the counter. There's no profit to be made. So basically, they suppress the information. And then, of course, they go ahead and try to change one molecule there. And when they do that, they can patent the product and make tens of billions of dollars. You're talking about the drug industry, well over $500 billion a year right now. And basically, they know exactly what they're doing. And basically, your doctor is not allowed to know. People want to badmouth doctors. Most doctors mean well. They just don't know because the drug companies control the medical organizations. They control the medical meetings. They control the medical journals. And basically, that's why you need to get the correct information, get Dr. Blaylock's books. And then we carry a line of health products that go right along with the things that he is advocating, that you need to protect yourself from cancer, that you need to that help yourself, that certainly as far as your heart and your other things are concerned. And basically, we hope that many of you out there give serious consideration to following that. And of course, this will help Radio Liberty as well. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs, you can watch our DVDs, you can read our newsletters, you can read also many of the other links that we have up there that we think are important, and that's at RadioLiberty.com. But, of course, the major thing is if you are in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, then we do hope that you'll pray for Radio Liberty, that you'll pray for our provision, that you'll pray for our protection, because we are on the front lines of a truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. There is a small, little, well-organized group. I call them the Brotherhood. Certainly, my friend Dr. Cuddy calls them the Power Elite. Some people call them the Invisible Government. Doesn't much matter what you call them. They're working behind the scenes. They control America. They control our banking system. They can have their people in our military. As in, they control most of the major hundred corporations. They control the six major corporations. They control 90% of the media. And that's covered in a book called The New Media Monopoly. You can get from us The New Media Monopoly. And basically, and utilizing the media, they're largely able to determine what the American people read, hear, and see. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand what's really going on behind the scenes. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful. As we rest.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish, who's an Israeli citizen, who's a loyal Israeli patriot, who spent 30 years over in Israel actually uncovering corruption at the highest level of the Israeli government. And there is tremendous corruption there. In fact, you must understand that the Israeli government is controlled by a different force, not one really loyal to the preservation of Israel as such, but having entirely different objectives. Now, I hope my producer will pass Barry through so we can talk to him. Barry, of course, had to move recently. He's had a lot of personal problems, but, of course, he still seems to enjoy wanting to do the programs. He always has something interesting to say. And basically, of course, as far as I am concerned, why, Israel is certainly the key to so much of what's happening in the world today. It's the key to what's going on over there in the Middle East. So much of it really doesn't make sense. Why is Israel backing the Islamic terrorists who are attacking Assad and, of course, hate Israel? And yet Israel is backing the very, very people who are certainly, if they were successful, would use Syria as a base for attacking Israel. So much of it doesn't make sense. But right now, let's get to Barry and get his views on what's going on. Barry Shamish, pick up the story. How are things going with you today?
Well, when I had to prepare for the show and I had to prepare my contacts gave me information, and you decide what reality is from this, all right? I'm going to stand by my contacts. I've known them for many years, and I'll give you names and so forth. But let's go to the abduction of the three teenagers. Are we ready to start with that?
We are ready to start with that, Barry. Go right ahead.
Yeah, this comes from my friend Yaakov. He has a website. Yeah, without confusing it, he's a good contact. Leave that for now. All right, I'm going to quote him. Now, try and follow this, because I'm having trouble following it. It's very messy. But here's what Yaakov wrote me. He wrote, I was recently informed that it was the Israeli police which delayed passing the information onto the IDF and onto the Shabak. Apparently, the police actually received a call from one of the abducted boys, and that would be Naftali Frankel. And he's got to be related. He may as well be called Naftali Chamish. My mother was Frankel. And, well, when I saw his face, I recognized me in his face. And, by the way, I don't think he's alive. But neither here nor there. I'm just going to quote Yaakov. Apparently, the police actually received a call from one of the abducted boys saying that they were being kidnapped. Should I cut it out for now until the music ends?
All right, fine. Well, I think it's important for people to listen to why, if the police got a call that these boys were being kidnapped, did they immediately either act or go to the military or the IDF to try to stop it? But you have to understand that there are subversive forces working at every level of the Israeli government, just as there are subversive forces working at every level of the American government today, working against the best interests of our people and of freedom. We'll be back here in just a moment with Barry Shamish.
While a storm cloud gathers.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955. 674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess it's Barry Samuelson. Barry is talking about the hijacking, the kidnapping of these three boys, and at least according to his counsel, his information, why suddenly the police got a call from one of the boys. Pick up the story there, Barry.
Yeah, I'm going to just quote my friend Yakov, and he's been pretty accurate over many years. Now, the first thing is, I will go into the police call. It is now public knowledge. But first, let's do a little speculation here. The kidnappers had to have stolen Israeli license plates. If they were from the Palestinian Authority, they had green Palestinian license plates, and they wouldn't have gotten away with it, all right? In theory, anyways, they wouldn't have. So they had to have stolen this. Well, this is what Yaakov says, Israeli plates. I'm not sure they weren't Israeli Arabs, all right, to begin with. No one's pursuing this, but my goodness, after all this time, you can't get some Israeli Arabs to work for the other side. I would strongly, by the way, they may be working for the what we would call the government side. This is a disappearance that's very, very hard to explain. All right. Now, what it's like a plane that disappeared from Thailand over the Indian Ocean was never seen again. That also is very hard to explain. getting three Jewish boys to be kidnapped and then never seen again. It's been 9 days now. That is not a very common occurrence. I've never heard of it. All right, frankly. But nonetheless, I'm going to give you his speculation. I told him I think he's wrong with this. But he wrote me, it would be very interesting indeed if the Shabak came up as the heroes of the hour, successfully rescuing these boys. The same Shabak, albeit different Jewish department. That's the one that the target are religious Jews and settlers. But feared by so many settlers, perhaps they will be convinced then that they need the Shabak in their lives. I don't buy that scenario at all. And he's grasping. They're all grasping. Nobody knows what's going on. Where did the boys go? All right, let's go on with Yaakov, and then we'll dive into the info. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind that the police was told to hold back providing the abductors enough time to get away. I think he's right about that. And where that leads, who knows? But I think he's right about that. And let's finish with his conclusion. Just as much the phony war farce going on is choreographed as well. Those kids are not the elite Shalit. The Gilad Shalit, he was the Israeli who fell asleep and was kidnapped into Gaza and was returned for 1,200 terrorists, and he got out. And what he's, look, we spoke off the record. I said to him, listen, Shalit was rescued. There's no question about it. He's not a religious Jew. He's not a settler and so forth. But I don't think these boys, I think they are well past dead. And he wrote me back. Well, first of all, he wrote, sounds conspiratorial, but totally plausible. He's right. From his point of view, he's right. Shalit was kept alive. These kids, I don't know of another kidnapping where, other than Shalit, where the victim came out alive. And I don't think these boys are alive. Between us. It's a guess, and it's a very, very unhappy guess. But I don't think he's alive. And I wrote to Yaakov, and I said, listen, there's not going to be a Shabak rescue. That scenario won't work. I don't know why they were kidnapped, and frankly, by whom. And everyone says it's Hamas. How do they know that? Again, the Israeli assumption is that Hamas kidnapped them. Listen, this was in Gush Etzion. They had to travel from Gush Etzion, I assume, back to Gaza, Hamas headquarters. It was one heck of an operation if Hamas did it. I'm not sure they did. Now, I'm going to give you a headline. Internal Security Minister, essentially Police Minister, that's Yitzhak Aronovich. He visited the high school in Kfar Etzion, where two of the three were kidnapped, and he admitted, by the way, everyone says by Hamas terrorists, and I say the same thing. How do they know that? I found nothing to suggest that Hamas over anyone else, frankly. But what Aronovich revealed, and this is on the record now, here is the quote from the media. The kidnapped teens made an emergency call to the police minutes after the kidnapping, only to be dismissed as pranksters. And we'll go into that very, very shortly. Pranksters meaning, again, Arabs. No Jew would say he's been kidnapped as a prank. Nonetheless, because the police decided that this phone call was from pranksters, they avoided alerting the military, which, well, Aronovich admits that it was a significant and potentially crucial time lapse. In other words, the police didn't go looking for the kidnapping or the kidnappers. Why would they dismiss this? In Israel, of all places, you don't have pranksters. Let's go on with Aronovich on the record. Aronovich acknowledged that the criticism of being heard against the police is justified, saying we need to check things. I heard a recording of the emergency phone call, and in coming days it will be published for the public. Look forward to that in the next day or two. But he wasn't the first a police officer to admit it. Two other top-ranking police officers admitted that they're going to have to investigate why the phone call was sloughed off. Right now, Israel doesn't have a thing to do. Its police force decided that the desperate call, I don't want to hear it, frankly. I really don't. But we're going to hear it in the next day or two. A desperate call to save them was sloughed off by Israel police. And why? And once again, if their license was an Israeli license, well, you have to wonder, was it Israeli Arabs? You can't slough that either. Now, look, I'm going to give you just a few comments from confused Israelis that, lucky old me, I get them. By the way, Aronovich, it was pathetic. He's, in response to the kidnapping, he's going to make jailed Hamas terrorists terms harsher. Big deal. My goodness. All right, this is from Israel Truth Times, and here's the quote. Why almost a crime? The excuses are ludicrous. Since when does the voice and the accent of a Jewish yeshiva boy sound like an accent of an Arab? Good question. All right, now, again, remember, these are Israelis commenting. This is part and parcel of the security apparatus controlled by Netanyahu, Peres, and company. The determination to quash Jewish life in Judea and Samaria. And again, I'm not going to disagree with that. I've been writing about this for 20 years.
Well, but basically, by you saying that this kidnapping is going to discourage them, certainly Jews living in Samaria and Judea, is this it?
That's what he is hinting at very broadly. Okay. Listen, this is very complicated. And I'm going to do my best for you here. And it wasn't easy on me either. Do we have much time right now?
No, we're going to a break here in about 30 seconds. Our guest is Barry Shamish, and he's talking about the kidnapping of the three Jewish boys. We're not hearing much about it in America, certainly in Israel, why this is all the talk. Everybody's concerned about them, getting them back again. Of course, Barry's convinced that they have been killed. We're just going to have to wait and see. The question is, suddenly, why were they suddenly kidnapped, and what is the geopolitical significance? We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
While a storm clouds
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Barry Shamus. Barry, what city were those the three boys, Jewish boys, actually kidnapped from?
Well, it was as far as Sion, just outside Jerusalem.
All right, is it in Samaria? Is it in Bavaria? Is it
Samaria?
It's in Samaria. Okay, so that is contested land in there. Go ahead.
Well, not by them.
I know that, but this is what the Arabs would be talking about, the Palestinians. None of them were Americans. They were all. They were all Hebrew boys. And ladies and gentlemen, so much of this that goes on really is all smoke and mirrors. Can you imagine giving back 1,200 convicted terrorists, many of the murderers, to get back one Jewish boy? And that happened within the last year. I mean, how in logic, any sort of logic out of that? Well, anyway, go ahead with the story of what's happened recently.
I wouldn't. This is a very, very convoluted story, and I'm going to try. This is the first time, and I will be writing about this when I sort it out. It's not so clear to me, I want you to know. All right, let me go on with the comment.
My Barbara said that one was an American.
Yes.
One was an American?
Yeah, he would be Naftali Frankel.
Oh, okay, fine. So he'd come from America to Israel, is that right?
I believe so.
Oh, okay,
and again,
fine.
I want to get this right. When I sit down and write it, I want to make sure of every fact. But she is, let's just say she's using the American Jewish media, and that kind of hints that she's most comfortable with English. But let's not get lost here. Let's go back to the original comment I quoted. This was from the Israel Truth Times. Now, again, Israelis are very, very confused themselves. But there are facts here that we're going to bring up very shortly. Now, back to the comment. Add to the fact that this was, by all accounts, a very professional abduction. Now, here's the big one, that ISIS took responsibility for the abduction, that ISIS is a creation of Obama and or the CIA, and that the U.S., NATO, UN, etc., are pushing Israel to continue the peace process. Now, that's a big, messy, messy statement, but it's actually right. Now, ISIS, as you know, have taken over half of Iraq, and it won't be long before they take Baghdad. And we're going to get into that very shortly.
All right, but basically, Chris, ISIS also has less than cells there in Israel. And they are behind the have they come out that admitted that they were behind the kidnapping?
I don't know, but admit it. They certainly credited themselves with it.
But I think what the point that Sidney Berry is making is you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the Obama administration has been funding ISIS. ISIS. They have suddenly armed them. They've trained them. They've given them the money. So basically, Chris, what you're seeing in Iraq is we're funding both sides. We're funding the Shia side. We're funding the Sunni side. And there, Sidney, in Israel, where we have the kidnapping of three boys by ISIS, which is certainly an extension of the CIA and this whole funding of this Islamic Muslim Brotherhood al-Qaeda terrorist system. Go ahead.
Yep. And I'm going to get to that. I believe it or not, I'm orderly, but this is not something you can be all that orderly about. Look, I'm going to give this interpretation. What he's saying is that everyone is against Israel and, well, including its own leadership. And now let's go on, that they are pushing Israel to continue the peace process. I have no qualms. I accept that Hamas is a thorn in the side of such a peace process. Now we're getting complicated. Israel needed a good excuse to get rid of Hamas in Yesha in order to pursue that path, and Bibi fully cooperates with the enemies of Israel. Now, this is one heck of a statement, but I'm going to read it anyways. I don't disagree.
What's the statement you're going to read?
I just read it.
I don't disagree. Okay, go ahead.
That Netanyahu is cooperating with the enemies of Israel.
All right, fine.
That is...
Well, we can see that certainly in Syria, where they're backing the Islamic terrorists there, who are trying to overthrow Assad. That's the end of Assad. Why, of course, the Jews, the Christians, certainly at least had some protection under the...
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955. 674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Barry Shamish, and he's pointing out the fact that these three Hebrew boys have been kidnapped by an organization affiliated with ISA, which, of course, is CIA front. As we fund both sides of most organizations, why we're funding the terrorists, we're funding the anti-terrorists. Now, before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, how they can get your books.
Well, not a ministry. I'm a journalist.
All right. Well, how they can get in touch with your material, your website, and your books. Go ahead.
Well, my books are at lulu.com. You just www.lulu.com. When you get there, you'll see a search box. Go into books and write in my last name, Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That'll get you to my books. And my latest is This Finger, Not This Tongue. And my website, thanks to David Samarin, is up to date, and it's being updated and the works. It's www.barrychamish.com. And yes, there is a PayPal button. Without diving into the move I made this week, it was darn expensive. So anyone who supports me, I take it very personally, and I never forget. And that's all I'm going to hint, but I will thank you. All righty. Now let's go back to the Israel Truth Times, and let's look at the end of the quote. We've got the point that, yes, ISIS and the CIA and the NATO and the UN, everyone... is, in essence, backing the Netanyahu government. Now, here are his final questions. The questions are, who really engineered this abduction? Who is mostly benefiting from it? To what extent did the Israeli police cooperate with the operation? Who is holding the boys? Where are the boys? What does the government know that they are hiding from us? Who is responsible? The U.S., NATO, ISIS, Israel, or all of the above? Now, a few of the questions are wrong. I don't think the boys are being held. But does the government know about this operation, and did they know before? These are pretty darn good questions, and I don't think they'll ever be answered truthfully, but this business with ISIS. Now, I'm going to mention someone that I work with in Israel. We actually, well, the United States funded an army base when Israel was pulling out of Judea and Samaria. They were going to put everything into one base. We covered it and we photographed it and so forth. And I found him to be a decent guy. Now, he wrote, well, here it is. Here's the headline. Blowback. U.S. trained ISIS at secret Jordanian base. Now, I'm going to give you just a few quotes from Aaron, and it all comes back to this kidnapping in some way. All right? Quoting Aaron, members of the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, or ISIS, were trained in 2012 by U.S. instructors working at a secret base in Jordan, according to informed Jordanian officials. The officials said dozens of ISIS members were trained at the time as part of covert aid to the insurgents targeting the regime of Syrian President Assad. The officials said the training was not meant to be used for any future campaign in Iraq. Yeah, that's how much they knew. But he goes on and WorldNet Daily first reported in February 2012 in the Jordanian town of Safawi, there was a camp where Americans were training what became ISIS. Now, the Jordanian officials who spoke to him said concern about the sectarian violence in Iraq is just going to spill over into their country has opened their mouths. ISIS previously posted a video on YouTube threatening to move on to Jordan and to slaughter King Abdullah, who they view as an enemy of their version of Islam. And so they're trying. I don't know if it's going to do much good. But what Klein reported was, now this is big. And it gets very, very complicated. Saudi Arabia is funding and arming ISIS. And the Saudis are a driving force in supporting the Al-Qaeda-linked group. Now we're getting real complicated. All right, Iraq is run by the Shiites right now. ISIS is Sunni, but they are a radical. Who knows what's radical and what isn't, but they're into Sharia law. And they've got about half of Iraq so far, and it's a civil war. Now, once again, this is from the a high official in the Iraqi government, in the Maliki government, that Obama has been an accomplice in the attacks that are threatening the Maliki government. That America established before they left. It's so complicated at this point. The source said that after training in Turkey, thousands of ISIS fighters went to Iraq by way of Syria to join the effort to establish an Islamic caliphate subject to strict Sharia law.
Well, I think it's so, Barry, people have to understand we finance both sides in so many of the battles, not only at the present time, but in years past and decades past. Go right ahead.
I can't sort this out. I got to tell you, there are fingers in every single hole in this exploding Middle East. Look, Israel suffered by the loss of the children, and it's going through a trauma. But I don't want to compare what Iraq is going through. They're suffering a breakdown, a national breakdown. And George, again, with Aaron, he got his sources to talk because they expect their next. All right. Now, I trust Aaron. That's what I said before I started reading his report, that ISIS, who claimed that they abducted the Israelis, one way or another, were funded initially by America and are currently being funded by Saudi Arabia. There. I showed it out as best I can.
Well, because I'm sure that the Saudis would not be funding it without the full help and support of the Americans. So go right ahead.
Oh, gosh, if I only knew the answers. If anyone knew the answers, we've got a breakdown throughout the Middle East. Israel is suffering. By the way, it's going to suffer from more than just a mere kidnapping of three teenagers. What's coming up in the future is god awful. But neither here nor there. The whole Middle East is collapsing. And what Klein and what my friend Yaakov, in short, what they're saying is that our allies are funding this breakdown of the Middle East. That's what they're saying. Now, luckily for me, I'm on a couple more times with you this week where I can sort this out, and it isn't easy. But if ISIS were the attackers, it's not Hamas, which is what I've been saying. I don't know what it means, all right? But Israel's a small country. It's hard. It's hard to hide three people. And they've succeeded this time around. And the country is traumatized. Go explain this. All right, I'm going to go to other commentators just to let you know how confused Israelis are. This is from Adelphi University. Douglas Kent is his name. All right. If the person was a price tag vandal, I guarantee the police would have arrested the vandals. Jewish lives, on the other hand, are not a priority. So go ahead and drop the call. Look how the person who dropped the call and the one who joked that it was a prank are never named. They are praying a criminal investigation will simply be forgotten. And they're right. I'll bet you anything there's no investigation of who took the call and who joked that it was a prank. Next comment. Oh, gosh. This is from Daniel Levine. He allowed his name to be used, so that's his name. The police should be replaced by people who wish to protect Israeli citizens instead of these clowns who spend their time arresting Jews and allowing Arabs to firebomb and shoot weapons at will. That's just frustration talking. The fact remains, the police let their guard down and it's now come out. And frankly, I'm amazed it's coming out. I can only assume there are honest people in the police who let it out. But it's now come out that before they were stopped, the victims called for rescue, and they were mocked by the police. They called 911, asked for an emergency rescue, and they were mocked. That's not a minor thing to happen. Now, that's a country like Israel, that's for darn sure. And keep that in mind. Now, I'm going to be, before I sit down and actually write, you can hear in my voice, I don't have it straight, but I'm starting to. Now, what confuses me as well is the reaction from the other side. Now, we're going to take Riyad al-Maliki. He is the Palestinian Authority version of a foreign minister. He was at the behest of Abbas. He's the foreign minister of the Palestinian Authority. What he said, now look at this quote. Netanyahu cannot keep blaming one side without showing evidence. When you go to court, if you don't show evidence, you lose your case, said Maliki. If Netanyahu has any evidence, he has to put it on the table. Now, that's, I don't know what to make of that.
But is he referring, of course, to the kidnapping of the three boys?
He's saying it didn't happen.
I see, okay.
He's saying Netanyahu is making the whole thing up. There's no evidence. You didn't know that? You didn't care? All right, fine. That's what he said. Now, again, with al-Maliki, his comments are in the background of the fact that the Palestinian Authority have been celebrating the kidnapping, and they've even called on Arabs in the Hebron region to impede the IDF search for the boys. It's very hard to understand their incredible lack of cooperation in this. But what they're saying to their foreign minister is that he can't prove it happened. All right. That's the Palestinian Authority's version up till now. They're making it up. The Jews are making it up. But it wouldn't be so worrisome except the UN Secretary General's, Ban Ki-moon spokesperson is Farhan Haq. He stated about the same thing, really. The UN has no concrete evidence that the kidnapping actually occurred. Now, we've got a situation. Well, in short, the boys disappeared, but the Palestinian Authority and the UN are saying it's all made up. Listen, this is confusing even for me.
Well, I'll tell you what, but when we go into the background of the ISI, and we realize, of course, this is funded by the CIA and our own intelligence agencies, then, of course, there's an organized effort to confuse us so we can't think clearly. The victims of these boys, and unfortunately, it's the same old pattern over and over again, whether it's certainly the funding of the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War, whether it's the funding of the Germans during the Second World War, or whether it's certainly be the things that are going on today. Certainly in Israel and certainly in Iraq, where we're funding both sides. Until people understand that nothing as it appears to be, nothing makes sense. Go right ahead. You've got about a minute and a half to wrap up the program.
Oh, that's it. Huh? All right. I think we summarized it well. And again, this was the first time I've spoken about it. But my feeling is, as those boys were kidnapped, for reasons beyond the Israeli public to understand. They are all being kept in the dark, all of them. It's the best I can do to summarize it so far. I'm still working on it, though.
All right, fine. Well, we do hope, of course, that it become more apparent. I hope and pray that you're wrong. I hope the boys are alive. We're just going to have to wait and see. But, ladies and gentlemen, there really is evil out there. Why kidnap three Hebrew boys and kill them? Well, certainly, but when you're dealing with organized evil, why, of course, it's hard to see what's going on. Why would anybody in their right mind suddenly return one Israeli hostage for 1,200 convicted Palestinian killers? We live in a world gone mad. Barry Shamus, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, and by the way, you think I don't want them alive?
Bye-bye. Talk to you later.
You got it. Bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we do hope, of course, you enjoy certainly my programs with Barry Shamus as he talks about what's going on over there. But I think this whole discussion this evening is so vitally important. Certainly this ISI group, funded by the CIA, has taken responsibility for kidnapping of three Hebrew boys. Why would they do that? Well, you have to fund both sides. You got to have an enemy. You got to fund the people you're fighting. Because if you don't fund them, how would we have had World War II if we hadn't been able to fund the Nazi Germans all during, before and during the war, and then help the Nazi war criminals escape to South America, along with Adolf Hitler when the war ended? And if you doubt that that's what really happened, we carry the wonderful book called America's Nazi Secret. America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus. That's John Loftus. And John had a security clearance three levels above top secret. And, of course, he wrote the book when the statute of limitations had expired. And suddenly everything was done to suppress the book. But, of course, it was printed by one of our supporters. And suddenly organization we're affiliated with. And you can get the book, America's Nazi Secret, about how we funded the Nazis before, during, and after the war. And then, of course, we have a four CD set of the war against the Jews. The war against the Jews, my interviews with John Loftus, you need to get this information. If you doubt that Adolf Hitler escaped and was helped to escape by people at the highest levels of our government, we carry the book Hunting Hitler by Jerome Corsi, Grey Wolf by Gerard Williams. Suddenly we carry the four CD set, Did Hitler Escape? That's the Hunting Hitler by Jerome Corsi, Grey Wolf by Gerard Williams, and the four CD set, Did Hitler Escape? And Hitler Did Escape. And the fact that you've never heard this through regular channels shows how effective the degree of control is over what the American people think and believe. So all of these things are available through my ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. We're being set up for a major war in the Middle East. How it's going to play out, who the participants are going to be, I really don't know. But suddenly we're moving into very, very difficult and dangerous times. And of course, this is why I do what I do 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, to get people to begin to prepare for the catastrophic events that lie ahead. Now, Sydney, we hope that many of you will suddenly want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us maintain our network of stations out across America. And our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Certainly you can subscribe to our newsletter. You can buy the various products that we have. Certainly you can. We have a line of health products. We have a line of soap products. And the money from all of these, of course, is utilized to maintain our network of stations. And we have a number of other items we carry. And just go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com, or you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly get a list of the various products we have if you're in a position to help us financially. Quite frankly, we'd appreciate it. And if you're not in a position, if you're suddenly strapped like so many people are today, but you agree with what we're doing, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders, for our ministers, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection, because we're on the front lines of a truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And ladies and gentlemen, there is a conspiracy against God. There is a conspiracy against Christianity. It's well organized. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.